If he was, the person was raised to grow his living, as I was, and my wife, back in them days, it's not too much trouble, you know, to grow your truck patches, and if you got, you know, had the experience of
it. Yes.
And put up most of your food, you know, that way. You know.
What do you grow in your garden, mostly?
We just need it.
They
potatoes, tomatoes.
What?
Corn.
Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Pickles.
Lettuce.
Radishes. Mustard.
Okra.
Squash.
I bought
English peas.
Yesterday I bought a $230 tiller. I was telling you, I told you I was fixing to make my first truck patch. Try it now. I'm going to try it without a mule. And I bought my garden seed yesterday. Fertilizer to go out there. I've done got my garden broke. I broke it with a tractor. But I can't work it with a tractor. You know, I've got to have either these garden tillers or a mule. I've employed all winter long. About a mule that would work in the garden. And there's the skiers. The ones that's got them, you couldn't buy them at no price. No, they're skiers, pen's teeth. And believe me, I would have paid a pretty good price for a garden mule if I could have found one that the other fellow would sell. But actually, out around in this part of the country, I don't know more than half a dozen still living. They're all old. I don't know of any young ones. I'm speaking about mules now.
Yes.
I'm really not a horse man, never was. So.
Did you ever ride?
Oh, yeah. My daddy used to, he'd start out in the spring or winter maybe, he'd buy, say, maybe two young teams, that'd be four head, you see.
Yes, sir.
And then he'd have maybe, anywhere from four or six head of old mules, well broke. And the first thing we would do, the old boys now, when they brought them young mules in here, that was before tractor days. The first thing we'd do, the older boys would saddle that young mule, put a saddle on, and have a bridle and a halter on that mule, and they'd tie that halter to a saddle on that one of the gentle mules. There'd be two of the boys now working at this. And they'd have that young mule's head tied up to where he couldn't buck, to that other mule, you see, the saddle on that mule. Are you following me?
Yeah.
And maybe they'd leave here of a morning, you wouldn't see them till way up in the day. They'd ride that young mule all day long till they'd have. In other words, they'd pretty well have him broke to ride when they brought him back home. That was the first step. And the next, and then working them, breaking them to work, we'd never put two young mules together and break them to work to plow. We'd put one of the young ones with one of the old ones that was already broke, you see, and tie his halter to this old one. I saw them throw all kind of fits.